This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded. Thank you so much for joining us. The 28th day of March 2016. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours. The Trump Insider, always giving us intel months, weeks, days before it breaks. He's been accurate every time. The establishment insider gone rogue the last 10 years against the globalist. Roger Stone will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. He promised last week to break major news here on the broadcast. That will not be until Wednesday now. He will be joining us Wednesday. But first, let's go to the Sean Bowne Report.
It's Good Friday. And in Europe, that means a strict traditional observance of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Unless, of course, you are a radical Muslim refugee taught that the crucifixion basically never happened. Or at the very least, its meaning is completely different than the Christian understanding. Nevertheless, Spisa reports, Pope Francis washed and kissed the feet of 12 young asylum seekers to show the international community the importance of providing refugees shelter, said an official in the Vatican. Pope Francis has repeatedly asked Europe to open its doors to refugees, and at the Palm Sunday Mass, he asked the world not to turn its back on people in need. And as Good Friday is observed, Belgian police hunt down more suspects in the recent Brussels bombing. Meanwhile, Europe, shell-shocked by the attacks in Paris and Brussels, succumbs to the will of their radicalized foreign invaders, where Stockholm Syndrome is literally exploding. As the Gateway Pundit reports, Swedish women are showing their support for Islam by taking selfies in hijabs after the Brussels bombings, wrongly accusing Swedish men for attacks on Muslim women, while Swedish women are raped in record numbers by refugees, and Muslim women are treated worse than any feminist could ever comprehend by a third world misogynistic society they are supposedly fleeing from. It's an inconceivable situation, a clockwork orange, if you will. A radical Islamic horde has been given the golden ticket by NWO puppets to carve out an Islamic caliphate from London to Rome to Brussels. Express UK reports, evil ISIS have trained 400 fighters to target Europe in a deadly wave of attacks. The terror group has apparently deployed interlocking terror cells like the ones that struck in Brussels and Paris, with chilling orders to choose the time, place, and method for maximum carnage. Is it any wonder why the far right's numbers in Europe are skyrocketing, as average Europeans, out of sheer desperation, are rushing by any means necessary to defend their nation, safety, children, religion, and their very lives? The Daily Mail reports, Voorpost, a Belgian white power organization that is being closely monitored by security services, says its membership has rocketed following the carnage in Brussels. Voorpost leader Bart Van Pachtenbeke said, for a small country that is massive, our support has increased by 25%. People are realizing that everything we have been saying was right. He added, our government are world champions of looking away and pretending there isn't a problem. They are cowards and people are fed up with it. What will it take to mobilize real action, liberated from the New World Order's control of the soft invasion? Will it take nuclear terrorism? As the UN's IAEA chief, Yukiya Amano, warned, member states need to have sustained interest in strengthening nuclear security, Amano said. The countries which do not recognize the danger of nuclear terrorism is the biggest problem. Amano's comments came before a summit of around 50 leaders in Washington on ensuring that nuclear material in the world's roughly 1,000 atomic facilities are secured. The Brussels bombers may have been very close to infiltrating one of Belgium's nuclear power plants. As Sputnik International reveals, the Bakrawi brothers had been monitoring the home of the director of the Belgian nuclear research program for months. But the arrest of parachuter Salah Abdeslam hastened the terror network to downgrade their plans and launch the attack in Brussels, Belgium, killing 31 and wounding dozens. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission starts in 3 minutes.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB. They're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of things happening in this world. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are getting involved. A lot of people are figuring out there is a global shadow corporate government that has an ideology of anti-human enslavement. But so many others in the West have been brought up with so much, they take it for granted. And there is a cynical, arrogant, arrested development attitude in a lot of people out there that nothing really matters. And that's because they've never been put in a position where they do realize how much basic freedoms or things like shelter do matter. And when this economy completely collapses, which is being designed to do, it is going to be like a bomb going off with the masses and masses of millennials and others who in national polls, what, 56% last week in a Gallup poll of college students across the country said that they support socialism and that they want Bernie Sanders. Here it is in my stack of news today from Bloomberg Business. How a Venezuelan opposition leader secretly communicates from solitary confinement over the last 2 years. I guess it's Leopoldo Lopez. And he was in the polls, you know, set to win an election So what they do there is they just arrest you and throw you in prison in a military brig. And then start attacking and arresting the supporters. You see, the communists are about to win in Venezuela because they haven't been prosperous in about 30 years since they got away from quasi-capitalism. There was still some oligarchs and corruption, obviously. They have to go a few more decades and just exterminate any memory that there was once property or there was once food, there was once store shelves filled, that houses weren't collapsing. And so they're moving into the phase of arresting everybody. Of course, Hugo Chavez got into office claiming he was just a socialist. How dare anyone say he was a communist? In his last 4 or 5 years in office, he began obviously wearing red shirts and saying, yes, I'm a communist. And it's like Bernie Sanders saying to Donald Trump, how dare you say I'm a communist? Socialism creates generations of domesticated populations. It has elites that are basically exempt from the rules and laws that control who distributes the taxes. Socialism starts at 50, 60, 70%. It's never enough. There's always got to be more until they start taxing the producers 90% and things collapse. So Davos and the other globalist organizations say the answer is a planetary worldwide government where there are no, quote, tax avoidance havens. Now, the United States is the supposed tax avoidance haven. And the average person making above $50,000 a year ends up paying around 65% in some form of tax. People making less than 50 down to about 35, it varies, but they're not paying very high federal taxes, but you're paying a bunch of other taxes. Even if you're a renter, you're paying property taxes through it, all the excise taxes, the franchise taxes, the sales taxes, the fines, the fees, the taxes tagged on to most services like your cable bill, your phone bill, your electricity bill. I mean, taxes are designed to be hidden from the general population so that they don't understand why their paycheck doesn't go anywhere. But then they hear on the news, don't worry, Bernie Sanders is going to give you free college. Don't worry, you're going to get your student loans written off. Actually, they say, we're going to give you 2 years of free college, but then increase the price of the other 2 years, and then make you sign on to basically do government service in the future to keep you in the cult. So now it's from age 3 with Head Start to, let's say, 22 to 24 to 26, getting out of college, and then you've got to go serve the government that gave you the free education. But really, it was the citizens paying taxes that gave you the, quote, free education, but it wasn't free because now you are an indoctrinated slave who isn't out of government service till you're 28 to 30 years old. And by then, you're so brainwashed, so put into the political correct cult that you don't know how to operate outside in the real world. You've been institutionalized. Just like they institutionalize people, putting them in prison when they're 14, they may go in as good kids. They come out of juvie at 18, hardened criminals, and they got a record, and it's the only education or family they know is those gangs. Well, the softer version of that is going to college and high school and the rest of it. From the time you're in elementary school right through the state involved in your life, what are your parents doing? What are they saying? What's going on? Don't use this word. Don't use that word. It's amazing. I'm going to get into, obviously, all the huge news here in just a moment, but they have the young people. They absolutely have them in a stranglehold. Now, there is a minority of young people that are more awake than any other generation out there. They're amazing. And they've got a lot of the older folks that are basically just trying to hit retirement and just want to go play golf. And just don't care and think they're insulated and just hope everything will turn out okay. But it is the generation below the baby boomers, you call it Generation X or whatever you want to, that is going to pay for everything. We're going to pay for the spoiled children. We're going to pay for our parents. We're going to pay for the Social Security that was already stolen. We are the ones that are to be totally and completely targeted in the government's own admissions. And then there'll be a rebellion against the old people. And then they'll bring in the euthanasia. And there'll be a rebellion against all the young spoiled brats. And when they're done reorganizing the economy, the new ruling class will be Generation X, killing the old people and putting the spoiled, rotten millennials in forced labor camps. Now, that's what they've got set up in the social engineering. Hope you all enjoy it. I don't want to be part of this. But this is what's been set up. And the arrogance of young people is amazing. I was talking to a longtime family friend yesterday. She was over at my parents' for Easter. And she was talking about her granddaughter that she's driving around to look at different colleges because she just got out of high school and is 18. And I've known her granddaughter since she was born. Because I've known her mother since she was born. They were family friends, like when I was 2 years old across the street, so our family stayed friends. The last, really, I guess, 40 years I've known her. And she's what you call liberal. But, you know, common sense type, old-fashioned liberal. And she's been driving around all these colleges around Texas with her granddaughter, who's half white, half black. And she said she almost cried because from the social justice warrior stuff, she was basically saying to her, "Grandma, are you racist because you're white?" And was just spewing Bernie Sanders stuff at her and socialism, and you're racist if you're not for socialism. And she's not even for Donald Trump, but she's trying to explain to her they're demonizing him for stuff that's nothing compared to what other people are saying and doing. And it's the establishment that's upset at him because they don't control him. And she just felt like she had this power over her, that she had the moral authority to say, "You must be bad because, you know, you just can't be listened to because you're white." This is somebody that's taken care of her whole life, somebody that pays for stuff for her, loves her. She's a sweet girl. She's been out on the ski boat with us many times over the years, camping, you name it. A young lady now. But it's the peer pressure, and it's the colleges, and it's the authority figures. They are jacking people's brains, folks, ruining them. And people think they're going to be successful by identifying with a group and being obsessed with all the weird political correctness. And you pay for college to victimize your children and grandchildren, to induct them into these cults. It's very sad. Very, very sad. And not that conservatism, modern conservatism, is perfect, but if you are going to pay for your kids or grandkids to go to school, control it. Don't just send them where they want to go. Send them to a Christian school or a conservative school or one that doesn't brainwash, because a lot of these big colleges that are trying to brainwash everybody, they're having very, very low attendance rates. They're falling apart, and that's good. The answer is pull out of this. Look, it feels good to have a degree and feel like you did something. They sell that idea. 90% of the degrees you get aren't worth the paper they're written on. There isn't going to be that economy there when you get out. It already doesn't exist. They admit it's a giant bubble. It's been a fraud for 20 years. Now it's a total fraud. Unless you're really sharp and you're going to get top of the class in law school or engineering. And more importantly, you're going to go play golf with the professors. And you're going to go get their dirty laundry for them. And you're going to kiss their butt. And you're going to go intern, and most interns just sit there and don't realize they're, like, trying to get a job. They just think, oh, I just sit here. People sit there and watch you to see what you're going to do. You have to be charming. You have to be hardworking. You have to be smart. You got to be willing to bust your ass. I'm telling you, these millennials, they get a job. They just think people are nice to them. That's what the slackerism is all about. You'll see it in Austin. It's incredible. They think that they're entitled and that if you're even trying to get them to work or do something, you're oppressing them. It's scary. Now, there it is. Mizzou to close two dorms because of enrollment drop. I mean, people don't want to be told they can't go on the green or walk around the school or be screamed at by a bunch of crazy thumb-sucking babies led by their little communist professors. Get me some muscle over here. All right, that's my rant to open up the transmission. News-wise, boy, it is a heavy transmission today. The consummate Trump insider promised he'd break big news today. He is going to break part of it today, the rest on Wednesday, but it's big news. That's in the third hour. I'm going to cover it, though, when we come back. The huge attacks against Christians all over the world as a little Easter present from the jihadis. And the leftists are out in the news saying, how dare you criticize them. It's all coming up today. Hillary might get indicted. Stay with us.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself today.
Okay, let me go over the news that's coming up. And then I'm going to open the phones up in the second hour.
I focus.
Really big election news, obviously. Trump and Ryan compete for control of the GOP. Ryan moves. Stir White House talk. Oh, yeah, they're getting ready to appoint him the nominee. Paul Ryan faces primary challenge from wealthy businessman betrayed by House Speaker. Here's the big news Roger Stone's breaking today. The biggest news is on Wednesday, but he's not ready to break it yet. But he did give us this exclusive. The article's on Infowars.com. Remember, he told you months before and then a week before that Jeb Bush would be endorsing Cruz. Well, Walker will endorse Cruz in Wisconsin. Push. The big steal is on. The Bush, Cruz, Rubio, Romney, Ryan, McConnell faction is united and is moving into high gear to steal the nomination from Trump. We're going to get into that. Stone, again, is joining us in the third hour. Security experts Ted Cruz appears to be deceptive in his response to the sex scandal. Hashtag Cuban mistress crisis. You know, here's the deal. He didn't say it's all lies. He said it's garbage. And the evidence is pretty clear that they were separated for several years. The evidence is clear that he basically left his girls up in D.C. That's why they don't like him. The evidence is clear that I don't think I've ever seen the Inquirer wrong. People mix it in with Bat Boy and News of the World. Always hear, oh, Alex says the Inquirer is really accurate. What, the Bat Boy at the Capitol? They don't do Bat Boy or Meteor Coming to Kill Us. The Inquirer does cover dirt on Hollywood and stuff, and I don't particularly follow that, but when it gets to politicians, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and the Republican sex scandals, the Democratic sex scandals, I mean, have they ever been wrong? And now the media is calling these women up, and it's true. And look, Trump's hanging around. He's had three wives. He doesn't make excuses about it. He's a family guy. He likes kids. I'm not saying he's perfect. But Trump's come out and said, I'm not behind this. And he's not. I remember Stone 5-6 weeks ago here at dinner going, yeah, you know, don't talk about it, but those a few months will be an Inquirer story. I got called to confirm it, and I said, look, I've heard about it, but, you know, we're not going to go with it because we're not going to get into that type of stuff. We're going to go after Cruz because he's a Bush operative and basically a sleeper cell. And, boy, that, and he's going to be endorsed by Jeb Bush. Once Jeb drops out, it all happened. And so the issue here is Ted Cruz has everybody laying hands on him, and he's being anointed by our new Lord and Savior, the prophet, Glenn Beck. And so that's why he's got the problem, is because he's up there saying he's the big evangelical, he's the big Christian, he judges people for their activities and their wildness and beauty pageants, and Donald Trump's of the devil. And then, meanwhile, you've got at least five mistresses in the world. There's a whole bunch of others. Prostitutes, you name it. But let's just not forget that Roger Stone is a big Republican insider. I mean, he helped run with James Baker the big steal from Al Gore in Florida, and he's apologized for it. He was involved in all sorts of stuff, back to dirty tricks with Nixon. He writes books about it, admitting it now. After 9/11, after the Iraq invasion, and all those lies, he broke with them. He's written like 8 books exposing the Bushes and drug dealing and everything else that I already know. That's why I know Stone's, you know, has good intel, because not many people have done as much research as I have and interviewed all the experts and the CIA contractors and everybody else from Mena, Arkansas. Stone knows his stuff and has gone a few steps further. So he's joining us in the third hour today, but that's a big deal. I'm going to be breaking that down. But yes, Cruz is lying. He is lying, Ted. And boy, let me tell you, when the Bush family got behind him, and then it goes back to him saying, my ideological leader is George Herbert Walker Bush, just 6 years ago, that's his mentor. It's a Rockefeller Republican. And how are they going to fool a Tea Party movement? They're going to put somebody in from D.C., get him a cowboy hat, some lizard boots, and I'm tough Texan boy, yeah, I'm here. That New Yorker, we don't much like New York values down here in Texas. Yeah. Ted Cruz brings new meaning to the term all hat and no cattle. That's coming from somebody that is all cattle and no hat. All right, Sanders, superdelegates may now be eyeing switch from Clinton. I think the momentum is with us. Well, of course you're winning every election and they're stealing the delegates publicly. He doesn't even call it a fraud. He just says, I think it's good. If I win the vote, you should maybe be for me. Hey, call Hillary a thief. Say the establishment's stealing it from you. You're a ringer. You're a ringer. All right, I'm going to come back into that. But first, the giant jihad attacks going on everywhere, new levels of insanity, and what's really behind it. All right, this is key coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get into communist oppression of religion and of free speech all over the world, because it's clear that we're in a lot of trouble with the president last week saying there's little difference between communism and capitalism and we should merge the two systems. That is the direct Carnegie Endowment for Peace plan, 1935, declassified in 1972. It's online. Go read it. And it is the general plan for complete and total disarmament in a, quote, peaceful world, 1962, State Department Memorandum 7277. Write these things down, and you can actually pull up the scans of the manuals and how they're going to merge the global government. And what's incredible is the Rockefellers developed this plan with the British Empire, and even had articles in the New York Times in the 30s admitting the 10 regions of America, Now, there'd be 10 global regions, but 10 sub-regions, and then 3 super-regions that the 10 regions are within. And then you read Revelation, and it has that exact setup, and you go, wow, did they get it from Revelations? Or are they so cocky they don't even know they're fulfilling it? All I know is, wow, we're living in a fantastic universe, aren't we? And so we sit up here and we try to warn people. Since the days of Barry Goldwater, and the public can't understand it or figure it out. Joseph McCarthy is one of the most reviled and demonized people ever, but more than a decade ago, the Russians released their files on their KGB and other spies in the United States, and it turns out that it was worse than McCarthy said, and it was exactly what he said. That the Pentagon had had internal fights over it, but from the highest levels through the foundations that are above government, that from 1917 right through until the mid-50s, our government and the British government was basically running the Bolshevik system. Now, there was a big breakup later. And Stalin kind of went sideways on him after World War II, and then there was some double dealing. But by the mid-50s, and by the time Stalin was gone, and by the time the Trotskyites were driven out of Russia, they were the operatives that had been sent in 1916, 1917, 100,000 out of New York to be the muscle because they spoke Russian. They were Slavic, Jews, others, who were given the funds, the money, as the special ops to go in and topple the czars. And this is all in the historical record, is what's crazy. This is not my opinion, what I'm telling you. And then the Trotskyites got kicked out by Stalin, and they came to the U.S., and they got kicked out of here, so they went to Mexico. And then Stalin sent assassins down there to kill Trotsky and others. And then the real Cold War kicked in. And so people get confused after that and go, oh, we had a stage split with the Soviet Union, and, oh, you know, it's all a secret plan still. That's why so many of the folks that go back to the days of Cleon Skousen, who were right about it then, still follow what he wrote in the 40s and 50s and think that's the template now. No, it's not. The Russians threw the first revolution group out and then actually took it over themselves, but used the technologies of social engineering developed in the U.S. and England that the communists had been taught, kept using their eugenics, anti-family, political correctness system. They thought, well, it'll still work if we just kick these foreigners out and then we'll do it ourselves. And then they did it and the whole country fell apart. Actually, Russia got stronger for a while than it had been under the foreign Trotskyite rule. But the point is that down the road it still collapsed. And Christianity stayed there and was underground. But before I go into a whole history lesson, this just ties into the jihadis. This is a very sophisticated world. And what the globalists do is they make different alliances, and then as things change, they will flip alliances and double cross, trying to organize the chaos to bring in the world system they want. And they use crises to play countries off against each other, to impoverish nations, to impoverish individuals, to destroy religions that don't fit into their system, to create a very secular drive to abolish diversity and freedom, claiming that it's causing wars. But there's a paradox out there that I see a lot on the internet, and most people don't do this because they think it gets them points intellectually. They do it because they really do see the paradox legitimately, but aren't understanding what I'm saying. So I'm going to be very deliberate about this, and I'm going to explain this. Radical Islam, since 1901, Wahhabist Islam, has been funded by British intelligence and the British Empire to take over the Middle East. And they set them up with their own royal house. They gave them entrance to the Buckingham Palace. They set them up as a legitimate royal family and put systems in of royal rule. And that's why the Saudi house, if you actually go online to their own website, pledges allegiance to the Queen of England. They were just Bedouin bandits who controlled key crossroads, and by 1900 to 1932, in just 32 years, they had conquered all of Saudi Arabia that wasn't Saudi Arabia before, scores of other countries, Turkey, you name it. Then Hitler comes in World War II. He kicks the British out for a couple of years out of North Africa, out of the Middle East. He comes in. The Muslims pledge allegiance to him, the Wahhabist Sunnis, and that whole thing rolls. And then at the end of World War II, the keys go back to England, but now the Rothschilds say, we want to set up Israel, and they get a bunch of lobbying done in D.C. to now set up Israel as a satellite, because the Rothschilds had wanted to set up an area in southern Russia, and Stalin wanted to do this for the Jews to have a homeland. And it was a deal. They said, okay, you can go here. But after that, they said, no, we don't want that. We want to have a place to go. We want Israel after World War II. So, see, to understand this, you have to know the players. And I could talk for 10 hours on this, but let me just simplify it. I was against bombing Iraq because they didn't attack us. And it was a secular country that was part of an Eisenhower pre-policy that didn't come into fruition until 1979, long after he was out of office and dead. To put a secular, pro-West, free market, capitalist government in Iraq, which wasn't Iraq before, to merge three different groups together, and to test it to see if Arabs could live in an industrial society. It was a very wholesome, good American thing that was done. Well, that policy changed, obviously. And Saddam Hussein was set up. He was told to attack Iran. He was told to go into Kuwait. He was set up. He was trained by the CIA when he was an army captain in 1958 in Cairo for 2 years. He was a brave commando, assassinated a bunch of communists, did everything the CIA told him to do. They had him as the head of security for the Ba'athists. They said, we won't overthrow you if you make him the head of security. A decade later, he's ordered to basically overthrow the government, take over, and assume command. He was constantly battling al-Qaeda-type forces in Saudi Arabia. They double-cross him. They set him up. They bring him down. And then they start killing millions more, starving them. They send our troops into a meat grinder. And now they've turned the country over to the radical Shiites and the radical Wahhabists to break the country up. It's horrible. And the deal for Saudi Arabia is they get part of Syria now to be able to launch their new caliphate takeover. And then they can have the former CIA directors and everybody on Fox News going, Obama needs to crush them, not just contain them and all this. They opened the door. They gave them the weapons. It's why they drive U.S. armored vehicles and Toyota trucks and have M16s. It doesn't mean we command them. It means our criminal government, the shadow government on record, remember this has all come out, armed them, put them in. When we figured out they were al-Qaeda, changed the name to ISIS to confuse people. And our own military had a soft coup against the coup group, a counter coup, in the last 4 years. We told you this 4 years ago when no one else did, because we have the sources that the Pentagon said, we're not doing it, and we're going to give the Russians intel and basically invite them in to stop you, because you're a rogue government, a rogue shadow group doing this, and you did Benghazi and the rest of it. We know your plan. We're not going to back al-Qaeda. So Obama had the name changed to ISIS and all the rest of it to confuse people. The military knows what's going on. And so now people comment online, and they talk about it everywhere, saying, Alex Jones has done a 180 in the last year. He was saying all this terror was staged and was run by our government, and now he's saying the terror threat's real and that we should fight these people. No, that's not what I said. So you can build straw men all day and say that I believe in Santa Claus. I don't. And they go, Jones is a kook, he believes in Santa Claus. Well, that's not the case. Or Alex believes Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City. Never said that. That's MSNBC just says that. They just lie. Now, if you want to be the type of person that's intellectually a fraud and just makes up things, go Don't make up that I'm a liar. Just make it up that you own the Taj Mahal. Say you're the emperor of the world. Be like a crazy schizophrenic that goes down before the city council. Every town's got him and says they're the king of the earth. Just make up whatever fantasy land you want, because that's what the globalists offer you, is 2 + 2 = 5. So that said, this is what's going on. Saudi Arabia is connected in with these shadowy groups that inherited the British Empire, that runs the Anglo-American establishment. They're allowing them to form groups. They're bringing them in. They're letting the millions of immigrants and migrants in who have huge groups of admitted sleeper cells. It's in mainstream news. Snowden came out and said he's seen the secret communiques that they knew full well that Greece and everybody warned them that there's huge sleeper cells coming in. These are fighters. 80% of them or more are military age men. Well, I can read that in the newspaper, not from Snowden. It's been in the news. ISIS said we're going to invade you with a migrant wave 2 years ago, and it started. I guess Snowden knows to say it's secret, and everybody pays attention to him. It's secret. There's a sun in the sky. Oh, my gosh, Snowden, thank you. How incredible. So all of this is going on. They're here. They're going to be allowed to attack, and then they're going to take our liberties and put TSA in the malls and on the streets, and when they shoot down jet airliners, like I said 3 years ago, they're going to start taking our rights as well. So this is what's happening. And so it's a real threat. 9/11 was synthetic terror. Saudi Arabia was involved heavily. Criminal elements of our government were. There was a stand down bare minimum. That's been proven, the 28 pages. People say, well, why don't you go further? I went further on day one on 9/11 and said it's all a fraud and exposed it all. But now we have absolute proof, like a string on a bad Christmas sweater. You pull that string, the whole thing unravels. Do you understand? We have them. We found the body in the basement. Now we've got the warrant to tear the whole house apart. We found the dead body, and guess what? There's more bodies. We don't know how many. We have them. We have them. We have them. Now, these are interlocking criminal groups. They're very, very dangerous. They're not going to give up power easily. There is a global crime syndicate allied with radical Islam because it's in the middle of the crossroads of the world, the Middle East, has Asia and Central Asia and Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, and all of it is connected, and the Mediterranean and Africa, and they've got their people everywhere. They brought them into Syria to take over Syria and then have a bypass route directly into Turkey with trains conduiting right in to Hungary and Romania and all the rest of those countries, with Merkel saying, come to mama. You come here, everything's free. This is a planned out, coordinated operation. So just as I oppose the globalists attacking Iraq and other countries that weren't involved in 9/11, I'm opposing their plans. Now they're flooding us with people, the most radical Muslims in the world, that converge from all over the world to try to take over Syria and take over that industrial nation. They come, they kill your family, they move into your house. Do you understand? Here they come and blow stuff up, and then we're told, you've got to watch how you speak. You can't wear short dresses. You've got to go apologize to the Muslims. We've got to have sensitivity training, so maybe they're nice and don't kill us. And the ultimate false flag is, I would estimate, from the numbers we've seen in Europe, 80% are military-age men. They came from all the world. I've looked at it, and I've analyzed the videos, and I've looked at the intel, and I've talked to sources. More than half the refugees are actually sleeper cell operatives. Europe now has millions of combatants in the country. They're finding mosques full of weapons caches. The police are told to keep it quiet. They brought in hundreds of thousands conservatively. It's not what Obama says. Into the U.S., they're military-age men as well. This is it. This is basically trained commando armies who've had battle training and rape training and terror training, who've been brought in, who are just given fake IDs, given new identities, and are just turned loose to get their orders. And when they start striking, this is just the beginning, it is going to be horrible. And this is the plan. So, of course, I opposed going to the Middle East to stir it up, to bring down Iraq, to open the corridors into Syria. But we failed. The globalists got their plans done so far. Now they're hitting us with the jihad armies who are real. And they will use them to take our liberties and our freedoms and undoubtedly target other non-radical Muslim countries for overthrow after we're attacked again like 9/11. This is the reality of what we're talking about. And I really don't even know what to say anymore at this point. But what I'm going to do right now is continue on. Going to skip this break. It has to be done. It's a network break. And I'm going to cover just the latest news. This is a small part of it because it would be the whole show if we did this, of what the jihadis are doing. So let's just go over these headlines, then I'm going to tell these more in the next hour and take your calls. Carson, Obama administration crazy not to acknowledge Christians targeted in Pakistan. Oh, no, he'll say, hey, we're not just bringing Christians in. We got to be fair and giggle about it. And for 200 and something Sunnis they bring in, they'll bring in two Shiites and then one Christian. Tokenism. Suicide bomber kills 70-plus people now, mostly women, kids in Pakistan Park. Look at the little Christian kids going for their little Easter celebration for Jesus getting blown up. Isn't that cute? Was 52, now it's 70-plus. ISIS crucifies Catholic priest on Good Friday after kidnapping him from an old people's home. Man, what men. Where four nuns were shot dead. That's in Yemen. German train operator introduces women-only carriages amid fears over migrant sex attacks. Yeah, women won't get on the trains now. It's so horrible. They rape them right in front of everybody. Brussels bomber was migrant rights activist who lived next door to the EU. A migrant rights activist. The bomber. Because that's part of the plan. Bring the people in. Bring in the sleeper cells. Go work all the dumb leftists. I mean, literally, these guys go up to liberal women in schools and just say, prove you're not racist, have sex with me. And they do. I mean, this is on record. Because it's hating your country, hating your culture is the sacrament and the religion of these people. And feminists don't want a man that treats them well and is good to them. They want to get their jaws broken and their teeth knocked out. I'm serious. I mean, they love it. They hate their fathers because they were good to them. This is sick, demonic stuff, folks. Here's another one. Revealed how UK aids terrorists after yet more budget cuts. Another $12 billion of your taxes are being splurged on foreign handouts for militants, killers, Pakistan palaces, and jobs that don't exist. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Criminal elements of our government and corporations are funding radical Islam and turning it loose. And people go, well, then why are you for stopping it if it's controlled? Yes, I want the criminals out of our government that are doing it. I'm exposing the program. I'm exposing the plan. Can people keep two ideas in their head at the same time? We're fighting stirring it up. We're fighting the Shiite-Sunni civil war. We're fighting the globalists, giving ISIS and al-Qaeda the money, which helped the Russians come in and kick them out. And then we're also opposing phase three of this, where they bring them into our country en masse, and then everything goes to hell in a handbasket whenever the globalists, through their operatives at the top of ISIS and al-Qaeda, give them the orders to carry out the attacks. And here's another deal. These people double-cross each other. These caliphate folks out of Saudi Arabia, that's Saudi Arabia's muscle in our government and our countries. Remember, Russia was going into Syria last year, and they said, we're going to bomb your Olympics if you don't stop. They had their ambassador come out and say it. They have given a couple thousand men who were vicious desert bandits who British intelligence chose to control the whole region because they were right in the middle, and they were fearless and vicious. The best fighters for the Arabs. Horrible slavers. They're slavers. Sex slavers, ladies and gentlemen, that kill the men and take the women and children from the caravans. Sex slavers. have hundreds of trillions of dollars and have bought off Hollywood and have merged with the elite of Europe, and it is just the sickest, filthiest thing you could ever imagine. And all these other seedy, corrupt groups, and it's just so horrible. And this is the detonator they're placing on our heart with millions of radical Muslims in the country ready to follow their sleeper cell operations, to go in and be leftists, to be social justice warriors, to call for restrictions of speech, to call for everybody to accept what they want and bow to them. And then they've got their soldiers that are their pride in their mosque who are ready to be activated at any time. And if the FBI does its job and comes in and tries to stop them in San Bernardino, they're told stand down. And this is what's going on. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. Video, angry Muslims start screaming Palestine in the middle of Brussels Memorial for terror victims. We have that video. I'm going to play that here in just a moment. And you know, people say, well, Palestine's being abused. Bad things have happened. Yeah, I get that. The point is, though, it's not the whole thing in the world. These are liberal people in Belgium who got bombed and killed, and they have nothing to do with that. And so it's okay for them to have a memorial without the Palestinians showing up and saying, it's all about me. It's the only thing in the world. You never hear about the 1.5 million Iraqis killed with all this evil taking their country over, because that's not the liberal cause to live. It's all the thousands of Palestinians. Well, I care about them too, but I don't just care about something when I'm ordered to. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the video if we can. Let's back it up. And this guy just gets up and starts yelling, Palestine, Palestine. People can argue, well, he's not celebrating the death of these people. The point is, he's got a lot of nerve. Get up, you know, here. People just blown up at an American Airlines line. You know, here's their families and people at the memorial, and here's this arrogant guy, because the media and the colleges all tell him he's the poor little baby. He's the poor little baby. Yeah, let's back it up where he's actually out there yelling. Because let me tell you something. You come to my memorial for my family, you're doing that? I'm not putting up with your crap. People have free speech, but they don't have the free speech to go in the middle of somebody's event and sit there and do that. It's disgusting. How much you want to bet that guy's been on welfare for 20 years living there? He's got like 3 jobs on the side. The arrogance. Just can't handle it anymore. And the hatred. It's a cultural racism against the West. These people are like, they have the same seething hate I've seen in top Klan members. In fact, it's even worse. And they just, and see, the thing is, they feel inadequate. They don't feel as good because they see Madison Avenue and the Hollywood culture and the glitz and the class envy. I don't care if they're a liberal white guy, a liberal Arab guy, a woman, whatever it is. They just hate everyone. And what they wear is their cloak of power, is their liberalism and everything else. But then they're not liberal. They're pouring acid on people's faces. Briefly, I was supposed to plug a couple times this hour to help fund the operation. I just get so obsessed with the news, I don't even do it. We have great deals at InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12, the strongest, most concentrated, organic vitamin B12 complex ever, is available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for more than a month. It's back in. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 is back in as well. And Brain Force is back in as well. And you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and a lot more. Also go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up there. Get exclusive videos, articles, and more, and promo codes for InfoWarsStore.com. It's also time to plant your spring garden. Find the biggest selection of non-GMO heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, tune in now. This is the Rebellion Against Tyranny.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the high